Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Jim Lavin with the prayer cast for October 18th. On the night he was betrayed, before his arrest, Jesus led his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, which was on the Mount of Olives. This was a place Jesus had frequented, and now his hour had come, and he sought peace and prayer. How fitting, though, to learn that Gethsemane means olive press. The prophet said that it pleased the Lord to crush him, Isaiah 53:10. This was nearly unbearable, and Jesus asked his closest friends to watch and pray with him, Matthew 26:38-40-41. The request Jesus made to Peter and the two Zebedee brothers has always sounded so reasonable to me, especially under the circumstances in which it was made. Jesus was in agony, and he told them that his soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Despite the reasonableness of this request, I confess here that I have not applied it to my own prayer life. What hinders me? Dick Eastman, author of The Hour That Changes the World, wrote, quote, "Prayer is not optional. It is quite obligatory." Eastman further observed that, quote, "Where there is frequency of prayer, there will be a continuing display of God's power," end quote. What true believer would spurn such an offer from Jesus? Jesus not only talked about how to pray, he also set an example. Luke describes Jesus as going out to the mountain to pray and continuing all night in prayer to God, Luke 6:12. This example prompted his disciples to ask, "Lord, teach us to pray," Luke 11:1. In response, Jesus gave them and us the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. In Mark 13, Jesus told his disciples that no one, not even Jesus, knows the hour of his return. Therefore, he warned them to be prepared. He said, "Watch and pray." And he repeated this, Mark 13:33. The word for watch used by Jesus on that occasion means to stay awake. However, during his agony in the garden, when Jesus asked, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" the word means to be on guard. In this second example, Jesus was appealing to his closest disciples on the basis of friendship. "Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed," Matthew 26. Jesus understood that this was Satan's hour and the power of darkness, Luke 22:53. Even though Satan's triumph would be illusory and brief, Jesus was truly asking for the disciples to recognize the significance of that hour. "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out," John 12:23-31. As always, Jesus was also ministering to his disciples, lest they, quote, "enter into temptation," end quote, Luke 22:46. He was saying to them, in effect, "Be on guard, stand watch with me." But he knew that the flesh is weak. Nevertheless, we need to watch with him. So let's answer his call, brothers and sisters, even in the night watches, saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant listens," 1 Samuel 3:10. Not just because danger is lurking, 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." But for the reason that he is our Lord and our friend, he gives us songs in the night. While the hour of his agony is now past, Jesus continues to invite us to join him through the Holy Spirit to watch and pray. Quote, "If you, being sinners, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Luke 11:13. As Richard Eastman says, prayer is the vision of the believer. It gives eyes to our faith. In prayer we see beyond ourselves and focus spiritual eyes on God's infinite power. I hope this is a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.